Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here today and so happy you're listening in. We are going to have a good show today. And part of what we're going to do today is we're going to do some readings, call-in readings, email readings. I've gotten a few already, so we'll go into those. But if you'd like to call in, the number here today is 800-930-2819. Next week will be New Year's Day, well, next Wednesday, and 2014. So the theme for the readings would be what's in store for you in 2014, or if you would like, if you have another question, something else going on in your life that you'd like to talk about, feel free to give me a call and we can talk about whatever your question is. I'm also going to be talking a little bit today about love, our loved ones on the other side, taking a few exercises from my new book, You Are a Medium, and talking about how loved ones on the other side try to get our attention, the common ways that they are signaling us. And we are also going to hopefully, like I said, maybe do, if we have time, we'll do a meditation. This is the time of year where we often really miss our loved ones who have passed over, with the holidays and celebrating and all getting together. For some people, it can be a particularly difficult time if you've lost a loved one. And so part of the meditation we're going to be doing is going to be directed toward feeling the presence of a loved one, being able to reconnect with them energetically, spiritually. So we'll get into that in a minute. We'll get into the other things. And we'll also, like I said, be taking calls and emails at sgd7777@yahoo.com. Give me an email if you're not able to get to the phone. And I think that we are ready. We've got a caller. So Chrissy, who do you have online for me?
We have Marissa from New York City on the line.
All righty. Marissa, are you there?
Yes, Sherry, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, great, great. So I love your books. Thank you for taking my call. I followed all your books, and they've been very, very helpful.
Oh,
I'm definitely
thank you
a
so
mental
much.
Intuitive.
Did you read, are you talking about the last book, You Are a Medium?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right, great. I'm glad you read that one. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're so a mental intuitive and a mental medium then?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Huh. You know, sometimes people are different types depending on what area. But that's interesting that you're both. So you're really a strong mental intuitive then.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong with that. Yes.
Yeah. Did you have a...
But I do have a question. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead. What's your question?
I do have a question about my... I'm calling in regarding my 2014 love life and what you see.
Oh, okay, great. All right, 2014 love life. By the way, if you're listening in, so you'll know what we're talking about if you haven't read any of my books, a mental medium, a mental intuitive is someone who receives energy information primarily through their thoughts and through consciousness, through mental energy. And a mental medium is someone who communicates, connects with those on the other side, also through consciousness, through thoughts, through a lot of times hearing messages and So anyway, that's what we're talking about, and we're talking about my new book, You Are a Medium. So right now, let's look, go ahead, Marissa. We're going to look at Marissa's love life for 2014, and let me see what we're getting here. Well, I can tell you, Marissa, that the first thing I get for you is that it's really important for you. This is, you know, what I keep getting is that this is a rejuvenation year for you with relationships. And your angels and guides are really wanting you to kind of go through somewhat of a real renewal for maybe even, I don't know, however long it takes. It shouldn't take too long. I don't mean that like months and months. But I do feel really strongly they're showing me that it's time to step into this really new hopeful energy and to allow yourself once again to kind of be vulnerable. Now, I say that knowing also that you've been through a lot and that, you know, you have, when I say vulnerable, I'm also saying kind of a wisdom, a vulnerable wisdom. Because all that you've been through, all that you've kind of emotionally been through, can serve you now, but don't let it block you, okay? Because there is almost this beautiful, I can see it all around you, regrowth. Let it happen. Let your angels tend to you. Let your heart be renewed. All right, with that said, let's see what happens when you allow that new energy in. All right, let's see. This is January. Just want to get a bit of time on this. I'm feeling a man coming in. I want to say a relationship into, feels to me into like mid to late March. I feel like this is someone who feels kind of as a friend at first. I don't feel like this is at like a sudden, wow, just getting hit over the head kind of relationship. It feels kind of more gentle. It feels a little slower. And it feels like an incredibly kind person, I have to say. Almost kind of, I don't know how to put it. I wish I could give you this energy. It's just this nice, gentle, feeling safe. That's what it is. A lot of feeling safe. A lot of like doing, like going into relationship in a kind of a new way for you.
Okay.
And it's going to be good. I'll be honest with you, though, on this. I feel like it's not going to be blazing. I feel like it's going to go slower. I feel like what you need to do first is in this renewal period, it's going to be kind of getting off, staying on track with kind of developing a friendship to begin with and mutual kind of, you know, compatibility, communication. But I do feel good overall for this year. But it's like I said, it's real important for you to realize that you're on a whole different path than you've been on in relationships.
Okay.
And believe it, my dear. You've got to believe it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. I'll be sending you love for this. And thanks so much for reading the books.
Yes. Thank you very much for your reading.
I really appreciate it. All right. Have a good day. And as long as we're taking readings, I think at least we can start one before the break. So who do you, else do you have for me today?
We have Alcee from Phoenix on the line.
All right, Alcee. How are you today, Alcee?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very good. go ahead. What's your question?
No, I'm sorry. No, I was going to say I read your book and I loved it, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Are you having a good holiday time?
I'm having an okay holiday time. One of my problems is that I feel numb. So I don't feel like neither excited nor
Yeah, that's
bad
why
about
I
it.
Asked. Like, I was kind of feeling that way. I was kind of feeling a little bit of that. Is that what you wanted me to look into, or did you have another question too?
Yes, I've been, like I said, I've been feeling very numb. It's just like everything is disappointing or neutral, like it doesn't really matter. And I feel kind of lost or stuck, like if I'm in the middle of a road and everything is just passing by me and I don't, not moving.
Right. You know what? Let me look into that. We're going to have to take a break. So don't get off the line though. Okay. Because like I said, we're going to, come right back, and I really want to address this because I can feel it with you. You're listening to Intuit University. This is Sherry Dillard, and we are taking calls 800-930-2819. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll come right back with Alcee's question. I can feel it, boy, in your heart. And we'll be right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or, to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuit University, and I'm Sherry Dillard. We're taking calls today about the new year, 2014. What's it going to be like? And also, by the way, the number is 800-930-2819. We're going to be talking in a few minutes about some of the things from my book, You Are a Medium. But let's get right to Alcee, who is on the line waiting. You still there, Alcee?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. All right. So if you just tuned in, Alcee's question is, and that can, you know, she's feeling just like a little numb, like not feeling much.
No, not at all.
Like, yeah, okay, let's see what we are getting with this. All right. A couple things are coming in with you. One is an angel comes in and she tells me that, you know what, my dear? You have a spirit really close to you. You have a darker-haired man, and I'm not sure you know him. I feel like it may be somebody from the other side who is kind of hanging out with you. And I'm feeling like some of these feelings, I'm not going to say they're all from him, but I am feeling like he's dampening, definitely kind of like dampening your energy. And he's a bit heavy in terms of just heavy as in like, ugh, like, mm-hmm. You know, just not letting the energy through. because the two things I got were the angel, and then I got this man, and she was pointing to him, saying, it's him, it's him. All right, so let's see. I'm not going to probably want to engage too much with him because I don't feel like I'm just going to ask him to leave because I'm not feeling like this is someone that you know. I feel like it's someone that your light, your energy attracted. And you know, the thing is that a lot of times people who are open, loving, caring, attract some of these wandering spirits who are just looking for a little light and love and have gotten lost. They're not sure where they're supposed to be, and they kind of cling to people here on the earth instead of going into the energy of light. So let me just see if we can detach him some and get him away and see if there's anything else going on with you. All right, just so you all know what I'm doing, I'm talking to your guardian angel who has been the one that alerted me and asking her to help. I'm also asking for someone from the other side who knows him that he'll go to, that he'll recognize to come for him. You know, he's not a malevolent spirit. He's not an angry, bad spirit. He's a sad old man, basically, who got lost. I feel like he may have passed with confusion or Alzheimer's or something, because I feel like it's his wife coming in from the other side. And she feels he's definitely going to go with her. He doesn't mean you any harm. He wants you to know. And he's sorry. He's apologizing. All right. Let's kind of seal you up a little bit. I'm not sure why you would. Let me just talk to your angel and see if there's anything else going on, though. All right. All right. The other thing she tells me is that have you had a breakup in a relationship not that long ago, or disappointment maybe is a better word?
Did. So funny. That was in April. We broke up for a few months and we're starting to kind of talk again. And that's another thing, like, I don't know if he's a good person for me. He's very kind at times and we're just different, but I don't know if I'm forcing it.
Right. See, and that's the other thing that's weighing on you, she's telling me, is that you know, I have to tell you, your heart doesn't lie, you know. I know that you want intellectually, you know, you want this to work and you want to be open. You want to be loving. You want to be in a loving relationship. But part of the heavy feelings come because, well, for one, this man, but the other was this relationship is, you know, I hate to tell you, but I feel like you're blocking your intuition somewhat because you really want this to work, you know, and your intuition is kind of telling you that this isn't like the one. This isn't where your heart energy is, you know.
You know what it is? It's fear.
Yeah.
I'm afraid because he has helped me so much that if I by myself, not like if I didn't need a man, but he has helped me in a way that no one in my life has ever helped me, not even my own family members.
Right, yeah.
So I'm kind of scared, like, if we're not together, sorry, noise. If we're not together, then, I don't know, like, I'm just going to go back to how I was.
I see. Right, yeah. What? Just tell me his first initial to his name.
E.
B. You know, he's afraid too. He's fearful. He kind of knows that you're kind of not completely, you know, this isn't like this rush of love, you know? I mean, he knows that. He can feel that too. He can feel the hesitation. He can feel some of the stress. And he has it a little bit too. You know, I have to tell you too, you're helping him quite a bit. I don't know, you probably maybe don't realize that, but you really are. You're giving a lot. You really are kind of lightening his path, lightening his heart too. It's not just a one-way street. I know it may feel like he's helping me, but you're helping him too, actually a lot more than you believe you are. You know, I can tell you this, my guidance at this point for you would be to have more of a heart-to-heart talk with him, you know, and to really kind of share what you just did, that, you know, he really has helped you and you really have gratitude for that. And to maybe see if you can kind of just see more of where you two are going, you know, without a lot of pressure. Because I feel like this is someone that can be in your life in good ways, a good way, but maybe not exactly the way you both think, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I do feel that, and I have felt that. I have another question, though. Another way that I've been feeling stuck is career-wise. I've started school, and I never finish it because everything I start is like, no, I don't care about it anymore. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have no talent and no
All right, I'm going to have to do this one a little quicker just because I got a few people here wanting to get in. But let me just give you a little bit of guidance with that and see what's... You know, honestly, my dear, we go back to what we were talking about in the relationship in that... You know what the thing is? You're going to have to open your heart. You know that? You're going to have to trust right now that you're a much, much, much stronger than you think you are, because you're your worst kind of, you're your own obstacle now, you know? Your belief that you, I just get that feeling even with career and school and everything, it's like putting everything into it seems a little too risky for you. You know, well, what if I do that and it doesn't work? What if I do that and I fail? What if I put everything into it and nothing comes of it, you know?
Okay.
You are a lot stronger
than
that.
I also don't know what to do.
Yeah, but you're a lot stronger than that. And, you know, this is the year for you to believe in you. Because you've got to understand, you've got to know who you are better. And once you do, once you can kind of really, really feel the power of you, because it's a lot stronger, more powerful than you think, everything is going to open up and you're going to, you might still feel it, but just taking that risk is going to feel powerful for you. All right, my dear. It's been nice talking to you. I'm going to have to.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best. Many blessings.
And that spirit's gone, right?
Yep. Gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
All
so
right.
much for your time.
Thank you for calling. Who do we have on the line now?
We now have Beth from Seattle on the line.
All right, let's go with Beth. Beth, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Sherry?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
You having a nice holiday?
I'm having a great holiday.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear
really
that.
Really good. Lots of family and gatherings, and it
yeah,
was really nice.
Did you have a question or anything
I do.
You'd like
My
me
question
to-
is... Yeah, unless you want to just go ahead and see what you're getting.
No, if you have something on your mind, let's go with that.
I do have something. I have unusual intuitive happenings, but they are spaced. I mean, it's not like I have them once a week or every day. I have amazing things happen, and then there can be gaps. And I'm thinking, how can I develop it to be more in touch?
Ooh, I love the question. I love these kind of questions. You know, I'll tell you one reason I love these kind of questions, because it shows that you're more aware than maybe you even think you are, because, you know, and it sounds like you're comfortable with the energy, too, and you want to open it up and work with it more. So I always love it when people are kind of empowered with that. All right. But let me just tune into to your energy and see what's going on with you. Well, I have to tell you, you know what's interesting with you? You're very intuitive. Your angels are telling me that one of the things going on is that, and I'm going to try to explain this because I'm sure a lot of people that are listening can benefit from this, is that, I think I'm running out of time. All right, I am. I've got a couple minutes. I got 1 minute. Let me, but don't hang up. I'm going to get back to you. But I just got to watch my time here. But anyway.
Okay,
so you are actually always connected in that you've got one primary angel who's working with you and a guide that are showing me that you are one busy person, that you affect a lot of people's lives, and that you're a very engaged person. You know, you have, like, people are really drawn to you. And I feel like without your being aware of it, you're channeling a lot of guidance, a lot of energy for others. Sometimes you're aware of it, but sometimes you're not. But that doesn't mean that you're not connected. It just means that it's bypassing that sense of I'm connected. You know what I mean? The conscious self doesn't know, but it's still happening regardless.
Okay.
All right. Let me take a break. When we come back, let me continue to explain a little bit and tell you a little, give you a couple messages from your guides and angels.
Okay. Well,
the two
great
primary,
thank you.
Anyways. Because they love you and they are so happy that you know, you're kind of working with them, like I said, a lot more than you think you are. All right, so we're going to take a break. This is Intuit University, and we'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Dillard, and we are at Intuit University taking calls today, and we've been busy with calls, so that's wonderful. I love it when people call in. Right now, we're talking to Beth, and Beth, if you're just tuning in, has been having kind of these amazing intuitive happenings, and then she goes for a period of time where it seems kind of like there's not a lot happening. And so we're talking. Beth, you still there?
I am.
Okay, great. All right, so let me talk a little bit more about that. One of the things I'm getting Beth, is that, like I said, you know, they show me you very active, very intuitive. You've come into this lifetime as somebody, you chose to come in as someone who is present. Okay, I'm showing up. Here I am. Work through me. Which is a wonderful thing, because I don't feel like you actually had to karmically come back at this time. You really chose to come back as someone who is really here, present, giving. And not in a very kind of just kind of almost, you know, like not being noticed kind of way, you know. But you can get stuff done. You can get the job done. Anyway, one of the things that happens is this, my dear, and anybody else listening, is that even though you're not aware that you're being kind of intuitive, you are. And the those peak experiences, like you said, of intuitive things happening, you know, those peak experiences where we feel like, oh my gosh, you know, like I just got this real glimpse of a different kind of whole energetic reality or something kind of just that was incredible what happened, you know. Those are kind of those peak times that open us even further. They kind of, you know, we have kind of sometimes an intuitive ceiling, and those peak experiences push us up out of what our limits are and open new energy areas to us. What happens though, and this is important, Beth, for you to understand, what happens is that we then reach a new level of intuitive awareness. And what we do then is we start to integrate that new level into our everyday lives. And so it no longer seems like an aha. It starts to seem kind of commonplace. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
You're just integrating. That's all that's happening. Those times that seem real, like, okay, I had that great opening. Where the heck did it go? Is just times when your psyche, when your energetic field is absorbing that new level of awareness and making it more concrete. And then what will happen after time is you'll have another peak experience that will open you up even further. You get it?
I get it, yeah.
But I have to tell you this. I hope you're talking to your angels and guides, because you can start to feel more connected every day. You've got to really trust a little bit more that they're there and that you can communicate to them. I don't know if you've read any of my books, but I'm really feeling like you're kind of like a mental intuitive. Now, there's some emotional, spiritual, and physical there too, probably spiritual and emotional. But talk more to your guides, communicate with them, because they're you're going to pick it up through your thoughts some, okay? And it may sound like your own voice. It may seem like common sense, but that's kind of how they're communicating with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I've read a couple of your books, so yeah.
Okay, great. Good.
That's wonderful.
All right, my dear. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We do have some patient people waiting on the line. I think I will take another, and then I've got an email question that someone sent me actually a few days ago that I'm going to get to. So let's go ahead. Chrissy, who do you have there waiting?
We have Eugenia from Seattle on the line.
All righty, Eugenia, are you there with me?
Yeah. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm so happy you called in. How are you doing today and yesterday and all? Having a good holiday.
Oh, I'm unbelievably great. Thank you.
Oh,
and how about yourself?
Well, that's really nice. That's really nice.
Yeah, it is. It is. I had probably one of the best Christmases with my family ever.
Oh,
what about you?
Wow, that's a blessing, isn't it? I kind of did too. I had a really good one too, which is really nice. And I still am, actually.
It's so nice.
Yeah, it's a nice time and sometimes to work during this time, because it kind of makes the energy of it a little different too, you know? So,
yes.
My dear, what can I do for you today? Do you have a particular question?
Yes. So I'm in transition in my life, changing. I'm moving into what I really was sent here to do, but I'm not real clear about that. So I'm wondering if you get anything about my life purpose and what my focus should be on moving toward that in the year 2014.
All right. 2014, life purpose and what to do to move forward into that. Let's see what we get. All righty. Well, the first thing I'm coming into is that, for one, you're ready, which is really good, because not only are you mentally ready, but you're energetically ready. Your heart is ready. You're really stepping into it. This is really nice. The vibration is really strong for you. One of your angels comes forward, kind of your guardian angel, and she tells me that, let's see. You know, by the way, you're someone that has a lot of purposes. You know that? You've moved through a few, she shows me, in your life, whether or not you know it, you really have. Some of them are more obvious than others. But what she shows me in 2014 for you is that I feel like you're going to be more visible to others. I feel like you're going to be putting yourself out there in some new ways. And one of the things I hear about what to do in 2014 is to be flexible with that, not to get too defined. It's almost like to make a plan for that, you know, but at the same time, don't get too overly focused on having to do things a certain way, because I feel a lot of spontaneity for you with I'll try to put this in words because it's interesting energy. It's about being spontaneous, but at the same time being able to kind of stay on track with putting yourself out there. I feel more people coming, more connections with people. More connections with animals I keep seeing, too, which is kind of funny.
Oh, my. Okay, that's really weird. Okay, I'll tell you about that. Go ahead.
Is it working with both animals and people?
Wow.
In some way? Excuse me?
Well, it's really been, it's interesting that you say that, because, like, all of a sudden, recently, like, I'm having this weird connection with animals. I'm like, what is up with this?
Well, that's why I said that, is because I get both people, in that I keep seeing you interacting with more people, kind of being more visible as a teacher, as someone who, not a teacher in a school or anything, and not necessarily teaching a class or anything, but being someone who has a lot of experience, wisdom, and kind of showing people this new kind of way. But what's interesting is I feel like it connects with animals in some way. I would say to you to really work a little bit more on communicating with animals too, because my feeling is you may move into helping people to communicate with their animals or their pets, and you may find yourself in 2014 being drawn into working with animals a little bit more in general, and that's going to be kind of the time for you to kind of become more aware of how much you can communicate with them, how much more you can connect with them. But, you know, you're a very spontaneous kind of present person. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's one of the wonderful things about your intuition, is that you don't overthink things. A lot of people do. I feel like you're kind of spontaneous. Trust that about yourself. Now, sometimes that can get us into trouble, you know, because we don't you're present right then and there. You say what's on your mind. But that's okay, because I feel like that's how your best energy comes through. But anyway, so I would say to you, this year, it's going to be a fun year for you in terms of following your path, because it's going to wind eventually into working with animals more and helping people with that. I don't feel it's going to be exclusively, though, with animals. I feel like you're going to be working with people, too. But like I said, probably in the way of helping them with communicating, intuitiveness, understanding, that kind of thing. You've got a real Native American vibe coming into, which will be kind of helpful with all that. It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
That's great. That's really interesting. Thank you so much. I actually have been getting that hit about animals, and I'm like, what is up? I'm knowing, and my actual cat is there's, you know, he
we have some sort of connection. Like one of them, he's like amazingly bonded with me, but like this soul contract that we have to work through. And anyway, but what was interesting was the other day I was at my sister's and I hadn't seen them for a while because they moved to Arizona and then they're back here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this snowbird thing, right? Anyway, and so their dog just, like, climbed on my lap, and, like, he's never done this before. And she's like, that's weird. I'm like, it is weird. And so I'm seeing this happening more with animals, like this connection.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be fun. Just go with the flow. You know, your cat is probably one of your teachers with this. Eugenia, I hate to do this, but I am being signaled I'm going to have to go to a break. But thank you so much for calling, and give me a call in the future. Let me know how it's going with the animals.
I for sure will. I'm going to look you up online. Sherry, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Take care. Bye. All righty, so we are going to break right now. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Everyone, this is Sherry Dillard, and we're talking today to callers. We've been taking callers all show, and we're going to continue to do that. I do want to take this one email, though, because I got this email earlier this week, and I would told the person who wrote that I would definitely address this, because I think this is a good question for everybody. Her name is Amber, and she wrote, I've always known that spirits followed me, wanting to speak but could never figure out how to unplug my ears and open my eyes, so to speak. That's why I got your book, which I'm sure she means You Are a Medium, which, by the way, was put out in early December, and I'd love for you to buy a copy. You can buy it at stores, Amazon, but anyway. I figured if they were willing to follow me, I should at the very least learn to hear what they have to say. I got as far as taking the tests. That's a quiz in the book to find out what your medium type is and to find out how you're already communicating with the other side. I read all the way up to that, and the pieces all fell into place, so to speak. That's where my problem lies. It's like I'm in the middle of a crowd of people all clamoring for my attention at once. I feel like my head is going to explode from the noise. You said that with experience, you learned how to turn it off and on at will. Can you please help me now? I have tried grounding and shielding, but it doesn't seem to work. Any advice would be helpful. I wanted to take this email, because many people experience this. And this is one of the primary reasons why people shut down their intuition and don't communicate with the other side, is because when they open up, or when they're just going about their daily day, they're open, energy just pours in. People from the other side start talking, conversing, you're hearing, or energy information piles in. And sometimes this happens as when we're kids, that, we see things, we hear things, we feel things, and it doesn't seem like anybody else is, or we become kind of feeling isolated and alone in that, so we shut down. And then we go our whole lives feeling like, I wish I was intuitive, when all the time we are, but we're blocking ourselves. And that's what Amber's trying to do. She says, I'm grounding, I'm shielding, it doesn't work. So here is what I highly suggest for everyone to do. You cannot effectively turn off your intuitive knowing or your ability to hear and connect with those on the other side, whether it's hearing, feeling, thinking, whatever it may be, seeing. And I'll tell you why. It's because it's a natural energy phenomena. It's like saying, I'm not going to hear what's outside. I'm not going to see the sunlight with my eyes open. I'm not going to touch and feel. I'm not going to taste food. I'm just not going to do it. It's a natural part of who we are, and it's a healthy part of who we are. It actually helps us, because it's energy flowing in. What we need to do is learn more about how to manage it, but not stop it. What I highly suggest everybody do is this, is that you have to give it time. You have to allow time in your life every day to listen, and to put parameters around that listening. When you do that, it's that kind of thing where you can't say yes unless you say no, and you can't open unless you close. If you're always open, then you're going to want to completely shut down, and that's not going to work. I suggest that you take some time every day, whether it's 30 minutes, an hour, morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you have the time, and put, say a short little prayer, or put that energy out there of light of protection. Just say something like, and I have some ways to do this in all my books, You're a Medium, I go through this. Say something like, highest light, mother, father, God, goddess, spirit, energy, whatever you believe in, putting that white light of protection surrounding myself, only letting in what's in my highest good. That is the key. You have to do is set an intent. I'm only going to allow what's in my highest good to come in. And then open yourself, and then listen. Listen from within. Listen to your heart. Listen to your thoughts. Listen to your physical sensations. See what you smell. Sometimes we smell spirit energy. It can smell like roses or somebody's cigar or something like that. Touch, feel. Sometimes you may feel a hand on your shoulder, or some sensation, or the room gets warm, or you're feeling warmth. Whatever it is, just allow it in, and keep having the intent only to allow in what's in your highest good. You're going to find that when you give that time, it's not going to intrude on you during your everyday life. you're going to find that all it really needs and all you really need to do is learn how to work with it. If you're getting a lot too much coming in when you're around crowds or when you're around that kind of environment, before you go out of your home in the day, or if you're driving your car, whatever you're doing, just imagine light surrounding you, protecting you, and only allowing what's in your highest good in. Keep saying that over and over. I'm only going to allow what's in my highest good. And ask for your angels to help you with that. Ask for your angels to protect you, and they will. You're going to find that as you do that, it's going to actually really come into balance. All right. I'm glad I got that one. We've got a few minutes, so let's just continue what we're doing. And if Chrissy, is there anybody else there on the line?
Yeah, we have plenty of people. We have Laura from Everett, Washington.
All right, great. Laura, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there.
Good. Did you have a question or anything?
Yeah, I've been sick for about this last year, and I'm wondering if that's going to let up soon, and is the depression going to let up pretty soon?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me just see what your angels are saying. All right, they're showing me there's two things going on. One, let me just mention him, because sometimes you have to mention things because they just kind of there, they won't go away. There's a man who comes in. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because I want to get to your health, but he's about, he's a little rounder, but not real heavy, but a little thicker. He's got thinning kind of grayish, whitish hair. He had hair, but not a lot. I want to say about medium height. He's on the other side. He's near you. I feel a family member of some kind, and he's really like just shaking his head back and forth like, oh, I'm so sorry, like I'm here for you. All right. With that said, I'm just speeding through this. Let me look at your health. All right. Yeah, I can feel what you're saying. You know, your endocrine system is really down, really down. I have to tell you, one of the things I get for you is I feel like you may have affective light disorder. Your higher glands, your pituitary pineal, there's not a lot of energy at all happening here. Where do you live, by the way? Are you in Washington, too, state?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That might be part of it, is just that, you're going to need a little bit more, like you can get those light bulbs that mimic the sun. I would really do that, because I think you're going to find an immediate help once you get more light into those higher glands. I feel like this has been going on for a little time. And so, it's become, unfortunately, a bit of a pattern. When I look into the new year for you, I feel like I am feeling more energy coming in, actually, for you. I definitely feel that right now. I don't know if you've ever done a detox, and I would try to get off. Are you eating gluten right now, too? Linda?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really – oh, shoot. I'm running out of time. You know what, my dear? I'm going to have to go. Why don't you give me an email? I'm signaling at the end of my time here today. I hate to cut this off right in the middle of this, but get off gluten and get some light, okay? And you're going to find that you're going to start to feel better. And actually, 2014, I want to say into late February, I do feel a rush of energy coming in that will be quite helpful. But please call in again, because I don't feel like I'm done, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Please, if you didn't get a chance to call in, please call us next time. We're at the very end of the show, and thank you so much for calling, and blessings, continued happy holidays.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm.
Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit sherrydillard.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit sherrydillard.com. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.